Pennsylvania State Senator of the 18th District, Lisa Boscola, works every day to bring investment to the Lehigh Valley area, and her recent work with PennVest to secure funding for hospitals during the coronavirus pandemic is example of that. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Lehigh Valley Public Radio invited Senator Boscola to give us an update on how her efforts are moving forward despite the COVID-19 outbreak. Welcome, Senator. How have you kept up with your legislative duties during this unprecedented pandemic?
Oh, we've been just rotating through our office here in Bethlehem. We have, very limited staff answering the phones. And then we're doing a lot of social media, but our office is busier than ever with all kinds of questions about unemployment, small business loans, what's available for them, who's getting paid, who's not, when are checks coming? I mean, just constant. And mostly unemployment compensation because people just can't seem to get through online. They're swamped over there, so we're just helping out as much as we can. And believe it or not, we even get questions about the census because people aren't sure about that. And the election, we're trying to get people to do more mail-in, apply for a mail-in ballot this year. So we're really busy. The government has to be up and running in this time, and we are.
Do you have to be present in Harrisburg, or are there technologies that allow for remote voting?
A couple weeks ago, the Senate did their first remote voting through Zoom, and that was really unique and an experience, and next week, too. So until the government opens up, until this subsides a little bit, we're going to be voting remotely. Complicates things a little bit, though. You can't. It's not that easy, but in these times, the workaround is working.
What is your position on Governor Wolf's essential, non-essential business order and Republican efforts to change it to less restrictive guidelines? And are you in favor of transparency for those who apply for and receive waivers?
Oh, anybody that gets a waiver, it should be known who's operating and who isn't. That's the transparency that's needed. I think we have to look at the data in real time and figure out how we slowly allow businesses, if they can social distance, to open up gradually. So I'm not sure I'm that in favor of turning this upside down on the governor right now, but there might be instances where, like, maybe construction, because they're outside, and if you can social distance, maybe we could open something like that up. So I'm open, and then maybe car sales, because I'm hearing a lot from people that don't have an opportunity to buy a car, but sometimes you can just do it online, so I don't know why they can't open up if it can be mostly done online. So I'm looking at specific businesses that might be able to open up, for instance, like landscaping. I see that there's landscapers all over the place, and they're doing well because they can social distance. They're outside, maybe construction too. But I wouldn't overturn his order right now. It's just too soon.
It has been reported that you have advocated for opening of golf courses, considering Fish and Game have opened trout season early. Why?
Well, because it's the one sport, maybe tennis too, where the golf course is like 100-some acres of land. The 100 to 200 feet, you can distance yourself from another set of golfers. And if you're just walking, I see no problem because you can even register online. So it's just like I see people walking on trails. I see them in the parks, and they're not social distancing. The golf course, it's naturally social distance just by the nature of the sport. So I'm like, let them play. I look at it this way. People are cooped up, and they don't know what to do. So a lot of people are going to the grocery store more times than need be because they just want to get out. Even my mother, for instance, she goes like 3 to 4 times a week, whereas once she always went once a week. I'm like, why? She goes, because she needs to get out and go somewhere. So we need to have things available for people to do. And to me, that one makes sense.
Senator Boscola, you recently worked with PennVest to extend up to $450 million in loan funds to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Please explain who that will help in our state.
Well, the $450 million comes out of PennVest, which is the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Investment Authority. And what the authority does is provide low-interest, long-term repayment loans for drinking water, wastewater, stormwater. So when we were looking at the hospital, a lot of hospitals are losing revenue because they're not doing elective surgeries, they're not doing routine testing and procedures, and they're crying out for help. So when we looked at where we could have some Pennsylvania money. We looked at that PennVest pot of money. There's about $3.9 billion in that fund. So we thought maybe we could take some of that, drive it out to the hospitals immediately, because the federal money isn't going to be coming for weeks or months from now, but they need the help now. And it's really, the guidelines are being worked on, but when we voted on Friday, we talked about working capital, fixed assets, you know, PPE, personal protective equipment, ventilators, hospital beds, machinery, equipment, anything that's COVID-19 related expenses. And these hospitals would apply for these loans up to $10 million per hospital. And then the loaned funds are due back to PennVest by September 30th, 2020. They have to be paid back because that PennVest was established to provide loans to communities, landowners, farmers for drinking water and wastewater, stormwater. We need that money back. This would just be a loan to them to get them through the next several weeks, months before the federal money comes in.
What details can you share about the planned mass testing facility in Monroe County?
Now, I know that they want to open up a testing site up in East Stroudsburg. Pretty confident that that's going to happen, because I know that they've closed that one down in Philadelphia. And in Montgomery County, they moved to a different site because they have a lot of cases. And I heard that, you know, they wanted to go to East Stroudsburg and test more because of the proximity to New York up there. You know, I have cases in Monroe, Luzerne, and then, of course, you have Northampton and Lehigh. So people would be able to go up and get tested up in Stroudsburg, which isn't that far away. I'm pretty confident they'll have the testing material to make that happen.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Shapiro was recently on addressing consumer protections and scams. Are there any legislative efforts in the works for identity theft and hacking of Pennsylvania residents?
We're just trying to make people aware right now to avoid scams. You know, it's really unfortunate, and, you know, it breaks my heart that people would take advantage in a situation like this. But we're just trying to make more and more people aware that there's these scams out there. And they're also able to call my office or any other legislative office if they feel that they've been a victim.
How can Pennsylvania open for business responsibly to potentially avoid economic catastrophe while balancing the health of Lehigh Valley residents and long-term fiscal well-being of opening too soon?
And that is what we're trying to do. You know, the governor, the legislative leaders, the General Assembly, we're trying to figure out, based on the numbers coming in, you know, when is our peak time? It's supposed to be this week. And you don't want to open up all businesses when you're reaching those peak numbers if they're coming in. So only when you start to see the numbers go down can we think about reopening certain aspects of our economy. Obviously, it's not going to happen. We're not going to announce. The governor's not going to say, hey, everybody, you can just go out there. We're all open. You know, it's going to have to be a gradual reopening.
Lehigh Valley residents appreciate your hard work as our state senator, but you're also a resident and neighbor. How have you been coping with the coronavirus pandemic?
You know, I took up jogging again, believe it or not. You know, because I'm at home too, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? So I've been probably like everybody else, cleaning closets, getting rid of, you know, things in the house. I've seen a lot of people doing that, so I'm just no different from anybody else. It's just like I gave up running, and now I started to pick that back up again. Kind of cool.
Senator Boscola, what else would you like to share with our listeners?
I know this is a very difficult time, and I just want everybody to just, you know, help each other, be supportive of each other, and try to understand that, you know, government's there trying to work for you, you know, and it's a very difficult time, unprecedented. I hope we never come across a situation like this ever again, but I'm telling you what, because of this, we've got to be prepared, you know, for the next time, if there ever is. We've got to do this better. But I love the fact that people are really respecting the stay-at-home orders. You know, of course, you're going to have some people that won't. They're not practicing social distancing. But for the most part, people really are. And they're watching out for their neighbors and their friends. And I love that about our community.
I agree, State Senator Boscola. Thank you for making time to share with us how you are working through this unprecedented pandemic. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.